You know, there's some talk that, hey, in January, the next month when you'll get the production number, that we're going to see some increase in supply. You might, but boy, you know, that's a hard sell for me. I think we've got most of the data right now, and it's pretty well factored in.
Now, we talked about supply. You feel pretty good about demand.
I like what we're seeing. Let me give you an example. When you look at the export market, all of last year, we did not export as a country more than 800 million bushels of corn. It was 750 million, somewhere in that range. The first two marketing months of the year, that is September and October, that number already exceeded 800 million. So we're already, after 2 months, we already exceeded the previous year's pace. Soybeans, red hot all summer, red hot this fall, over 1.1 billion bushels so far. USDA was looking for about 1.3. Both in corn and beans, they raised the export estimates. A weaker dollar, lower prices, that's good news for corn producers and soybean producers. On top of that, we've had rallies in dairy, live cattle, and hogs. All good margin numbers to start working with, especially longer term. Summer hogs reached over $100 a hundredweight, and you got $4 corn. Those numbers look good.
What about dairy? How should dairymen assess these numbers and what may be ahead for them?
Great question. Now is not the time for dairy producers to become complacent. They're starting to see some real light at the end of the tunnel, feeding $4 corn. All of next year's milk price, when you take January through December, take those futures months, Mike, divide by 12, you're averaging right at $17 right now. That is a point with $4 corn to get started to either buy corn, sell milk, or both. Because you don't want those trends to come back together. And it's rare that we see milk prices go up and corn go down for an extended period of time. And that's where we are right now.
So, I mean, I know previously there's been different philosophies on that, but what kind of things do you generally want to get across to a dairy producer when it comes to risk management as we go into 2014?
Yeah, forward thinking, scenario planning, what ifs. You know, don't get complacent and tied up in the day-to-day activities of farm. Take some time from the marketing perspective to look out 6 months, look out a year, see if there's opportunity, or see if there's risk, or both. And make sure that you start talking to the right people that can help you manage that. There's all different types of tools a dairy producer can use. Make sure you're aware of them and start implementing. We talked to a lot of producers over time that said, yeah, I know I should have done something, but I didn't. Have a discipline plan, stick with it. It's like a well-coached football team.